Danny Matsukawa, this is a beautiful bassoon concerto.
Yes, it is. I am so thrilled and happy. I told David this morning I can't stop singing it. I'm like walking around. I wake up in the morning and it's already in my head. And I told him that's a good thing because he keeps saying, I'm sorry. And I said, no, it's so wonderful. It's so great. And I love that it's just constantly running nonstop all week. And I know it's going to stay in my head and my heart for a long, long time to come.
How did it come about?
The birth of the idea, actually, a few years back, the music director at the time, Maestro Eschenbach, heard me play the von Weber Bassoon Concerto with the orchestra. And after that, he called me and he said, we have to write a piece for you. And of course, I'm, you know, flattered and just in awe and thinking, sure, I would love that. And we kind of laughed a little bit because I said, on one condition, and I said that it's not a bassoon concerto. And he looked puzzled. And I said, well, as long as it's not something that's just all bouncy and acrobatic, like a lot of the, you know, thanks to Fantasia and, you know, Dukas, Sources Apprentice, a lot of the concertos followed suit and you know, had that sort of very, you know, very Humpty Dumpty character for the bassoon. So I told them I wanted a lyric piece. That's the one condition, that's one catch. I mean, of course, there can be technical. I told them that's not my escape to get away from something that's technically challenging and difficult to play. But it was more rather that I want... and I wanted people to take away, like, knowing and remembering, hopefully, that the bassoon is more of a singing instrument rather than just, again, something that's the clown of the orchestra and playing, you know, we're playing always short, cartoon-like characters and short notes. And so for me, it fits the bill. It's what the doctor ordered. It's everything I had asked for and hoped for. And it's just wonderful. It's poetic and it's lyrical. And in a way, it's titled Pictures from the Floating World. And in a way, it's like a tone poem. David said he wanted to take some of my ancestry, my, you know, Japanese background, even though I was, you know, raised here in America, and also Yannick speaking French, and then combine the two. And he was inspired. David Ludwig was inspired by these portraits, that Debussy was also inspired by, these prints. And so he wanted to, you know, sort of combine all these different aspects of our personalities, of our backgrounds, of our current day and age, which is also why I just love composers. I mean, we're not just seeing through the eyes of 200 years ago or what Mozart might have seen or Beethoven or Brahms or you know, anyone we're playing, but just these live composers, they're seeing and hearing what we see and hear in everyday life on this planet, on this earth. It's really amazing to get to interact with real composers of today. I sometimes joke about this with my students. I said, you know, composers are people too, and they were people. Like, again, Bach, all those, you know, masters, the great, brilliant geniuses were all people. And I tell them, don't just lock yourself up in a room, practice room, and you know, in that practice cave, because what are you going to express if all you know are those four walls? So I tell them to go out and learn what, you know, joy is, love, pain, sorrow, grief, all the good stuff, all of the above. You know, go to see a movie, go to the art museum, you know, be with friends, do things that you know, will cultivate you as a person, as a human being, and not just become a practice machine, because that's what's going to end up coming across. And, you know, who cares about super fast flying fingers? I am more moved by what one can do with two notes than what one can do with a gazillion notes per square inch or measure, so to speak. So I just feel that it's remarkable that these, again, that to get to work with a composer of today, and he's writing, again, of basically what the times that we live in.
What is the range of the bassoon?
The range is actually a pretty big range, from low B flat, which is one whole step lower than a cello, and can go up to high E and F above the staff in bass clef, which is more like in the treble area, treble line. But so it ranges over like 3.5 octaves. That's quite a span of you know, in terms of the different registers. So I find that the bassoon has a wide expressive range within even one note, let alone, again, the 3.5 octaves. And I think that's what I was trying to show David. And I think he really did a wonderful job keeping that in mind and then writing with all that in his head.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.